It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Good morning, Robin, all listening.
We're glad to have you tuned in. Want to let you know that I understand from just talking to LeBron that the bass fishing tournament this past Saturday at Mayo Park was a big success, and it's going to only get bigger and better over the next few months. LeBron, how many teams did you have this past Saturday?
All right, well, we had 21 boats this past weekend, which is a great number, you know, for a February tournament. February tournaments, you know, is usually kind of it's usually cold out there, but, you know, this past weekend was very beautiful, so we had 21 boats to show up. The water was still tough, still tough fishing in February, but we still had, you know, three winners to come out to 21. The water was 46 degrees Saturday, so it's a little bit different fishing in 46 degree water to fishing in 70 and 80 degree water.
Right.
But we are grateful and thankful for everybody that came out this past weekend and had a good time. Like as Rob said, it will only get better. Just know every second Saturday, now through June, we do host bass tournaments at Mayo Lake. The next bass tournament will be March 12th. Just like this past weekend was February 12th, it will be March the 12th is our next upcoming bass tournament at Mayo. And also in March, we will have a crappie tournament, the 26th. So the 12th is the bass tournament, and the crappie tournament is March the 26th. We usually can always, you know, bring out numbers for our bass tournament. We really like to get our numbers up for the crappie tournament. So if you know a friend, tell a friend about our crappie tournaments that's going on. It's fun. It's not too competitive. We all have a good time out there. Everybody always leaves there with a smile, Rob. Just give us a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, for the bass tournament, it's only two people per boat.
That's correct.
And for the crappie fishing tournament, you can have up to five people per boat, right?
That is correct, Rob.
So you can make it a family outing.
You definitely can make it a family outing, and that's correct. In March and April, you know, for bass, that's your prime months, really, you know, to start catching the fish for bass. I tell people, you can just about throw a piece of bubblegum out there in March and April and catch some fish. And likewise with the crappie. The crappie, they bite all year just about. But however, you just have to, you know, follow them and keep up with them. So that's the thing with that. But just give us a call. Come on out. I always say if you can't do nothing, we had a nice little crowd actually this past weekend, Rob, just to come watch the weigh-in. We had a lot of people out there for that. There was non-fishermen. We had a couple of campers. Our campers came out and watched them. We thank them for coming. So come on out and just watch the weigh-in. If you don't watch nothing else, it only takes about 20 to 30. 3 o'clock is the weigh-in. 3:30, we're finished. So come on out. Likewise with the crappie tournament. The crappie tournaments, we usually stop about 12 or 1. One at the latest, usually what the guys want to do that morning. But just give us a call for more information or to sign up for either tournament.
Also, I want to let you know that number that LeBron just gave out again is 336-597-7806. You can call that number to make your camping reservations for Mayo Park. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information on the Parks and Rec Department and Mayo Park. LeBron, it's going to be prime camping season before you know it. So if anybody is thinking about camping, they need to contact you ASAP to make the reservation, because a lot of weekends you're already full.
Yep.
But camping available at Mayo Park, as LeBron always says, January 1st to December 31st. So again, 336-597-7806, or stop by 1013 Newell Store Road. That's the address of the Education and Environment Building. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do that and things that are going on through the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. LeBron, you know, here in Roxborough, if folks want to get out and exercise a little bit, it's a lot of different walking tracks throughout the county. At Mayo Park, you have a nature trail. Also, if you want to play tennis, Huck Sansbury has tennis courts. A Person High School has tennis courts. If you want to play disc golf, you can play disc golf at Mayo Park, Piedmont Community College, and Hyco Lake. So a lot of things to get out and do. But the Parks and Rec Department is also big on athletics. Tell us more, LeBron.
Rob, you are exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head, you know, just to back up a little bit. You're talking about many places to walk. We do have many exercise programs going on in the county. We do have group fitness that's going on right now, Rob. That's taught by Awesome Guy. And that class only meets twice a week. On Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. So we actually do have a new class that's about to start up February 28th through April the 6th of group fitness. Again, it's just Mondays and Wednesdays for 30 minutes. It's a no judgment zone in there, Rob. We come in there, you work out, you enjoy it more than anything. So, you know, as Rob was saying, you know, plenty of places to walk the tracks, the nature trails, anywhere throughout the county. We also do offer group fitness. And again, Rob, we're also offering Couch to 5K program. The Couch to 5K program is just like it says, getting you up off the couch, trying to get you motivated, getting you, you know, trained per se, to participate in a 5K that will be held in May. The 5K is 3.1 miles. So, you know, we have to start, you know, preparing for that. So the way we prepare is, you know, you may start off this week, you and some others, just walking one lap around the track or two laps around the track eventually, so you can get yourself up, get your wind up. So give us a call at 597-1755. For more information about any of our exercising classes, any of our walking tracks, or just something to do fitness related in the county.
I also want to let you know that it's always plenty to do. If you got springtime travel, spring will be here, I think, in about 30 days or so.
March 20th.
So that'll be here before you know it.
That's right.
But if you have any company that's coming in, you know, show off Person County to them and just let them know how nice Person County is. And you can take them to one of these mini parks for a nice leisurely stroll. Some of them have playground equipment. And, you know, they can see the beauty of Roxburgh and Person County at a lot of the parks. Something else, if you want to take them to Huck Sandsbury, up there, it's always something fun going on. You'll see a lot of friendly, happy people. So more or less, if someone ever says, it's nothing to do in Roxborough, it may not be anything that person wants to do, but it's always something going on. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
I totally agree. It's always something going on. We're always in loop. If it's that, you know, in the parks, the Kirby, the recreation, Huck Sandsbury, athletics is always something to do. And just take, you know, recreation out, you know, with Palace Point being back open, that's another, you know, recreation activity to do. It's always many things to do in the county, Rob.
LeBron Street is our guest this morning. LeBron, you was talking the last couple of weeks about that charcuterie class coming up. Can you refresh my memory on the details for that?
Yes, it is next Saturday, February the 26th. And we only have 10 slots available. So please go ahead and call to get signed up for the charcuterie class that will be held next Saturday, February 26th, through the Parks and Recs Department. I had to educate myself, Rob. I had never heard of a charcuterie class, and many people also may not know what that is. But it's like one of those classes where they teach you, where they prepare you how to make, like, the dried sausages, like salami. And you're basically putting it on a platter. And it seems to be very interesting, at least interesting to me. But needless to say, Rob, February 26th, we will be offering that class. Again, we only have 10 slots available, so please call us at 597-1755 to get signed up for the upcoming classes that we're offering through the Parks and Rec Department for the charcuterie classes. Also, Rob, Adult Correct Volleyball, you must register by February 28th. So you still got about a good week and a half to register for the Adult Correct Volleyball. Also, Rob, we have volleyball season for ages 6 through 17. That is open. Adult Correct Volleyball ends February 28th and ages 6 through 17 ends on February the 28th. Also for this month, Rob. And last but not least, Rob, we do offer yoga classes in the mornings through the Parks and Rec Department. So for all these events and schedules that we have going on, just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information, or to get registered for the event, or just general questions. And likewise with Mayo, give us a call on registering for our next bass tournaments, our fishing tournaments. Want to come camping, use of the building at 597-7806.
Also, if you need to call the Kirby Gallery, they're open 1 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturdays, 336-597-1709 is that phone number. And, yeah, you know, a little bit more about that charcuterie class. Mm-hmm. I know some ladies that have taken that class before, and they can just take ordinary fruits and sausages and things and turn them into art. Yeah,
that's right.
It's so it's amazing. More or less like edible art.
That's correct. I've seen it. That's right.
So again, 336-597-1755. Keep in mind, as LeBron said, if you want to do any camping at Mayo Park, don't delay. Book your reservations today, because they do book up fast. At Mayo Park, they have RV sites with electricity and water. They do have a dump site there at Mayo Park. They have cabins available for rent. The cabins do not have restrooms, but they are close by the restrooms. The cabins are heated and air-conditioned. And if you just want to do some primitive camping, they have tent sites available at Mayo Park. Mayo Park has been a more or less a well-kept secret, so to speak.
That's correct.
Not intentionally, but over the years, the popularity has really grown. LeBron has people book reservations for several years ahead. Mm-hmm. So don't delay. Contact them at Mayo Park today to make your reservations. And they may not have anything open for whatever weekend it may be that you want. But one nice thing, they do have a more or less will call if it becomes available list. Mm-hmm. So nice people there at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Or stop in at 1013 Newell Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building. Speaking of that, that would make a wonderful place for a family gathering, a shower, also a wedding there at the amphitheater. LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good information with us this morning.
My pleasure. You all listen. Have a great day.